You are tuning into your power station, Energy 100 FM. A very good day to you. And thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Nashawn. And we are back, of course, yet with another episode of, shall we call it, Let's Talk Business, shall we? We're talking to, that is the editor of The Economist. He's also an economic analyst, that is Mr. Daniel Steinman. Good day to you, and welcome back once again to Energy 100.
Good day, Nashawn. Very nice to be here.
How are you doing today?
Very well.
All right, so if you are tuning in for the first time to this very segment right now, we usually talk to Daniel basically about what's happening in terms of the economy here in Namibia, and perhaps sometimes even touch a little bit of what's happening on the outside as well, because some of the markets or the economies outside also affect what's happening in the land of the brave as well. So last week, we spoke about where we are in terms of the economy, and also where we are headed to in terms of that. So today, I particularly want to touch on why it's really, you know, more productive to actually keep the economy going as compared to, for lack of a better phrase, shutting it down completely. What happens in that instance?
Nashawn, when you talk about rain and the economy in Namibia,
yes,
it's the same thing. You will always find that if it starts raining, everybody's spirits get a lift, and there's new hope in the air. But let's go back to what I said last week. Remember, I quoted a remark by the governor of the Bank of Namibia,
yes,
Johannes Gavaga, and he said the economy, although nobody would dare say that we are doing well, it still came through better than what we anticipated. So the destruction to the generative part of the economy was less than what we thought it would be. So more of the economy, or more of the productive part, was left intact. And that is the key point. This is the point that I want to drive home, is that for the past 18, 19 months, it has cost us a couple of billion Namibia dollar to keep the economy running. So it means that Namibia Incorporated, the country as a whole, has been running at a loss. And if you run at a loss, you have to make that up somewhere. So there's only one source. If you're in the private sector, you go to the bank and you get down on your knees in front of the bank manager's desk. Mm-hmm. Actually, today it's a computer code.
Yeah.
You do on your PC.
Yes, that's right.
It's an application form. But they look at your financials and they dissect your business, and you look at your reserves and.
Yeah.
And you get more credit. Now, this can be in various forms, because all the banks have lots of different instruments for different applications, different type of businesses. But in the end, we throw all those statistics in one big basket, and we call it private sector credit extension. Now, this sounds very hard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Private sector credit extension.
PSCE. So any economist, William, you're not going to repeat the whole name all the time. You just talk about PSCE. And an economist knows exactly what it is. And it's like the pulse of the economy. Let me explain why. If businesses want to grow, they need to go borrow. This is the normal or the usual reason why you go to the bank, and the usual conditions. Now, the last 2 years, we've had everything but usual or normal conditions. Mm-hmm. It's been extremely unusual. So businesses had to borrow, not to grow, not for investment, to survive, just to tie that loss that they were making all the time, to tie them over. So that brought a whole lot of businesses into big trouble, because if you keep on borrowing, at some point you come to the end of your available reserves. And you saw that in the private sector credit extension, in PSCE, how it came down first from around 9%. This is a monthly figure that you measure annually. Now, unless you've got lots of time, I'm not going to try and explain that. Take my word for it.
Okay.
From about 9% a month,
yes,
it came down to 7, and then eventually to 5 and 4.5, and it went so low that in the last couple of months it was around 1.8, 1.9%. Now, this is extreme, because it shows that businesses either cannot or do not want to take on new credit. They don't want to borrow because they know that they are struggling to pay it
back. Pay back, yeah.
Now we look at the other half of the economy, or the flip side of the coin.
Yeah.
And this is the government.
Okay.
And in Namibia, the government's role in the economy is very big. Its direct input is roughly about 34%, so slightly bigger than one third of economic activity. And its indirect input, or wider input, if I'll explain that to you now.
Okay.
Runs in the region of 60 to 65%.
Okay.
So you can say that the government generates directly about one third of GDP, and indirectly about two thirds. And by that I mean, remember, everything that the government buys,
yes,
it has to pay for it.
Yes.
Buys it from a company. So you see, this is $1.
Mm-hmm.
Now it goes from the government to Megabolt.
Yeah.
They're buying nails to fix a roof. But Megabolt has bought that from a wholesaler or a importer or a supplier. So that same dollar has to go to that other guy.
Yes.
But in the first instance, the transaction in that leg, it is a public sector expense.
Okay.
Does it make sense?
Yes, it does.
It gets written into the government's books.
Yes.
But in the second transaction, it is a private sector expense.
Okay.
It gets written into Megabolt books.
Yes.
You see?
Yes.
But it's the same dollar. Now, this is what you need to understand in economics, is that money circulates all the time.
Yes.
And you mustn't think of it as the physical coins or the physical notes. You must think of it in terms of value. Now we come back to what you said in the beginning of, and what Johannes Gavagap referred to last week, is that there's a certain inherent productive capacity in the economy as a whole. And let's say about half of it comes from the government, either one third or two thirds, depending on how you measure and what you measure. And but for conversation's sake, half of it from government, half of it from the private sector. And you have to maintain both of these to ensure that the economy, when the revival comes, so when it starts going better, and that has already begun, that the structures, the businesses that we need, the government departments, the stuff that moves that $1 from here to there, that they stay intact. In other words, that they stay functional.
Yes.
Because if you look at Zimbabwe, when Mugabe went crazy...
Hold that thought. Definitely wanted to also get into that. But we're definitely going to quickly go for a break and then come back, and then we'll have a touch on Zimbabwe, the Zimbabwe issue. Stick around. It is your Power Station Energy 100 FM. We're talking to the editor of The Economist. It's also the, an economic analyst, Mr. Daniel Steinman. Stick around. We'll, of course, get to engage more on the other side.